All right, bang, bang, Chicago Dog Walk. It is Monday, January 21st. My guest of the day is White Sox Dave. Again, how are you, Dave?
I'm doing good, and from this point forward, I would like you to refer to me as the Rocket, White Sox Dave.
The Rocket. Why is that, Dave?
A little bit of a video leak this weekend of the Saugus Rocket throwing 68 miles per hour at the Red Sox convention, whatever they call it, speed pitch. So, obviously, I had to, you know, push him around a little bit and post my 91 mile per hour rocket of an arm.
And now you're like terrified because at this moment it is now, it's 10:30, we're recording. You know, a hit piece is coming out on you at some point.
Yeah, a hit piece is coming out. My people have told me, my moles, I got eyes and ears everywhere. They've told me that Krabbis is searching around for more angles of my video of me throwing 91. And yeah, so I'm preparing. I'm you don't watch Game of Thrones yet, but I'm rallying my army behind it. So,
all right, good. Well, good luck with that. I hope he doesn't go too hard on you.
I can handle it.
Yeah, you can handle it regardless. So, that's great. But we're not here to talk about that today.
Nope.
But that's a nice little teaser for your day, where your mind's at, because I need 100% from you right
now.
No,
you got 100%.
Because you look like you got the monkey like banging cymbals right now in your brain. Like, I don't know if I'm getting like a full. Full effort.
You have my full effort, Ed, and we're here to talk about what?
We're here to talk about snow.
Snow.
Was this, I mean, we got a little snow in November, I think, but this was the real first snow, I would say.
Yeah, which is completely cool with me because I fucking hate the winter. And what'd we get? Probably about, I don't know, 5-6 inches. Nothing too much.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
But enough to, you know, ruin your day.
Yeah. Do you think people in Chicago are getting too soft with snow?
I do, because we don't. The last big snowstorm we had, it was the Super Bowl where the Seahawks should have ran the ball against the Patriots. What was that, 3 years ago now?
2014, I believe that was.
2014, yeah. And that was the last real blizzard we had. And I was out in Arizona all last winter, so this is the first time I've seen snow in fucking forever.
But I know there's people. They close schools a lot faster now than they did at one point.
They do. You know what?
Way faster.
And I feel like I'm showing my age and your age right now. Like, if we got a foot of snow when I was growing up in elementary school and everything, we were going to school. We'd had to get, like, a legit blizzard, 12 or 24 inches, like 2 feet, for schools to be closed down. And that was the best time ever, was looking for your school on the little ticker on WGN or whatever, and just praying to God, like, Johnson Elementary pops up and it's closed. But they close them for like a little dusting now.
That's what I was saying too. Also, when you were in college, it was the ultimate game of chicken, because you would maybe have a paper due, maybe you got to study for a test, and you were just sitting there. You're like, I'm not doing any of this. Please cancel. Like, it's the ultimate gamble. Like,
but
you think you want to go throw $100 on red or black? Like, bigger gambling is just not studying,
right?
And hoping for a snow day.
And you went to SIU, so you probably didn't even see a lot of snow down there.
No,
I went to North Central up in Naperville, so Chicago weather. And if I thought there was even an inkling of a chance that class would get canceled tomorrow, but that made up my mind for me, I wasn't going regardless.
That's always what I say too when I came to college about missing class. If you even had it slightly in your brain that you were maybe not going to go,
right,
you weren't going to go.
You weren't going, yeah.
No,
you're going
no
and you're getting, you're scrounging up $6, splitting a 30 rack of Keystone or Bush Light or whatever with a friend, and you're pounding
all night long. It was far too dangerous for me to go to class, but it was okay for me to just go out and booze.
Yeah, exactly. That's sitting in a basement in someone's house and just drink your life away.
So we're going to be going rapid fire snow topics. Just, you know, see if you're for or against. Snow luggage on the car.
Oh, you got to get rid of it.
You got to get rid of it?
You got to get rid of it.
The city sticker on the driver's side guy wants to get rid of snow luggage.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I'm a snow luggage guy. I know people hate on it, but I just keep it up there. Because, I mean, I'm not getting on top there and, like, knocking that off. It's going to fall off anyways. And people say, oh, it's dangerous. It's just like you're driving in the snow again. Right? I mean, unless if it's like an absurd amount, but there wasn't enough.
I brush it off. I get rid of it.
I'll brush off like my window and like this and that, but like I'm not going up
this
top.
This and that? You'll brush off this and that, but not the top?
I'm not going on top.
I'm a courtesy person. I love when people are courteous. So I do the rest of my neighbors and Chicago cohorts a solid and brush off the snow luggage.
Okay, but see, everyone hates snow luggage people, and they think, like, they're the mortal enemies of the snowstorm time, and I disagree. because I think the real enemies, you know who's worse than the people of snow luggage?
Who's
and I'm going to defend my snow luggage people right now, is the people who just think it's okay to walk in the middle of the fucking street. What are you doing? You can't just, I know it's plowed, and I know the sidewalks are probably not all shoveled, but you can't just walk in the middle of the fucking street.
I agree for one,
like that's
but I go against that, and I'm a streetwalker when it's because I wear Air Force Ones, you know, the custom Air Force Ones. I can't be getting sludgy, fucking brown liquid.
But the people who gross. Literally, but okay, if you want to, we talking side streets or we talking main streets? Because if in the main street, like if you're walking down, for instance, Chicago Avenue, you're walking down.
I'm walking in the bike lane.
You're walking down Addison. Get out of here, bike lanes. That's not appropriate. That's like an easy scapegoat to this question.
Okay, I'm not walking on the foot. I'm not walking in the legit middle of the street, but I'm not walking on the sidewalk that has 4 inches of snow on it, and but like trying to find the other footprints so you could walk in those because it's a little less deep.
You're a much bigger problem than snow luggage guys.
No, you could cause accidents.
You could get yourself. You could get someone to kill you. Like you could hit someone.
We're just gonna have to agree to disagree on this one, Ed.
Sure. Okay. So then I have another question. Now, I had some people I used to know. There were two guys. They both did things that I found odd when it came to the snow.
Mm-hmm.
One, tell me which is a crazier move. One guy said that every time there was a snowstorm, he would carry two shovels in his trunk. Okay. The other guy said that the other guy would bring his snow. This guy I used to work with, he would bring his snow scraper into work. So he would just, you know, he would brush his car off and then he would bring it into work. Like he had his lunch in one arm and then he had the snow scraper in the other.
For what reason? This makes zero sense.
He had a good reason for it, but I still don't agree with the move because so he said it's a good move because if you're walking out and there's more snow on top of your car, you could just brush it off really quick. You don't have to open your door and get snow in your car and then grab your snow scraper off.
Okay, that I buy. I think that's thinking a little too much, but I get it at the same time. I would never do that because carrying shit sucks. I hate carrying things. Like, why would I carry anything if I don't have to?
This is like a bat, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you carry your... I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like he would just throw it over his shoulder. You know?
I guess that's, but like I said, it's overthinking it. Yeah. It's overthinking snow.
So are you more pro two shovel guy or are you more pro scraper into work guy?
I don't shovel either. I see this is my move. Like
shovel
when I'm like 6 or 8 inches deep in snow, I just start my engine. I'll, you know, brush off my windshield and my back windshield. And I'll just fucking put the car in reverse and forward as many times as it takes me to get out of there. I won't even bother shoveling.
So you're gonna shit out, like, do you shovel your like sidewalk?
My landlord does that.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to worry about
that. I don't have to. It's nice. Yeah, he's here at fucking 4 a.m. if he needs to be shoveling our shit off.
So you think the guy with the scraper? I don't know who you're gonna go with here because you don't shovel. So what's the two shovel guy or the scraper?
Why would I
guy?
Shovel? It's dangerous. Heart attacks are caused from
it
shoveling.
Is. What's your answer?
Shovel guy, because that's like the more normal thing to be.
So that's more acceptable.
It's more socially acceptable. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I got you. So you just brought up heart attacks. I just looked it up. Did you know about 100 people die a year from shoveling?
I have heard a lot of people have. Have you ever shoveled a fucking driveway? Do you got okay? You're a city kid. I'm a suburb kid.
Yeah.
You.
I grew up with a house with a driveway.
Okay, that
but
was
we had
my
a
question.
Snowblower, so it was nice.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, but snow blowing is actually fun. You can put it into a big pile and like make snow forts out of it.
Yeah, sure.
I was a shovel guy, and it's the fucking worst thing ever. Especially if it's, you know, if it's like a 32 degree snow where it's almost water, but it's like packing snow, you know?
Yes,
it gets super fucking heavy.
It is.
And like, then you start sweating your nuts off under your fucking jacket and everything, and next thing you know, you're soaked head to toe in water. You're fucking probably getting hypothermia, and then you're lifting all this heavy shit, and it's dangerous. Like, you can't prepare for that.
Yeah, I was looking it up. So I was reading. I did a little research before this, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, basically, it's so cold that your, like, arteries, like, freeze up, and you're using, like, too much blood flow. And even it's more dangerous for even like a healthy, fit man to shovel than it is for them to go on a treadmill. And
I believe
when you factor that in with most snow, it comes like at night or during the day. Between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. is a prime heart attack snow time.
That's unfortunate.
So it's very, very big possibility. 100 people die. 100 people. Does that sound high or low to you?
Honestly, it sounds a little low. I mean, think of, all right, so you got the Midwest that gets, you know, a lot of snow each year. You got the Northeast. Then you got, like, mountain states like Washington. I'm sure they're shoveling shit year-round, you know?
Yeah.
So I would have guessed more. I would have guessed probably closer to 1,000 people. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, I mean,
regardless, it is a dangerous activity. Yeah. You don't want to fuck around with snow shoveling, so get a snowblower.
I can't believe you're going to hate on luggage guys and you don't even shovel your spot out. Like, you just...
No, that's... No,
you
fuck
just
that.
Fucking rock and roll, like, you just... Is that what you
yeah, just rock back and forth until I'm on the main road that's plowed and's got salt everywhere.
What do you think? A lot of people give me shit because I would use my snowblower at, like, 2 in the morning.
No, that should be an acceptable activity in Chicago.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I said. And I also, I don't do my own. I'll do my neighbors, and I'll go down, like, 4 houses down. So like people are like, oh, dude, people are sleeping. It's like, well, they're going to be happy when they wake up.
It's an occupational hazard living in Chicago is dealing with snowblowers at 2 in the morning. Yeah. It's just like I call it like background noise. Like I have to fall asleep with some sort of noise on, like a fan or even like, you know, music or TV or whatever. I can't just sleep in silence.
Silence, yes.
In the winter, I think a snowblower sounds a little soothing activity that puts me to sleep a little bit.
And it's all hands on deck, man. Like when the snow hits, everyone's got to be ready, and you got to be pulling your weight. You got to be doing whatever it takes.
Right. It's every like that's a one communal activity in the winter for Chicago is getting rid of snow.
For sure. So Dave, and then I guess we'll end now. What's your do you have a dib spot right now, or you don't even shovel out, or what? Like
no, I'm not a dibs guy. I just haven't touched my car in like a week. It's like legit under an entire mountain of snow.
Are you parked on a main road?
Yeah, I'm parked on Augusta. Yeah.
So that's tough too because are you covered with like black snow? Like the.
I took a look this morning. It's mostly white. A little bit of sludge, but yeah, nothing. You know.
Yeah.
My Nissan will be able to handle it.
But needless to say, you're pro dibs.
Yeah, of course I'm pro dibs.
Okay.
It's every man for himself in the winter.
What about someone that doesn't respect dibs?
You can't do it. You're an asshole. You gotta like you. If you don't respect dibs in Chicago, you aren't from Chicago. It's just one of those unwritten rules. Like, throw up a fucking a folding chair, or you know, if you have cones, throw them in there. Like, that's your spot. You got dibs.
There it is.
Well, hold on. I want to hear your answer real quick. What's your answer
on
dibs?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not gonna. If you take the time to shovel your spot out. That's your fucking spot. I don't care if it's owned by the city or whoever it's owned by. It's owned by you.
Yeah, it's owned by you. Unwritten rules. So what I want you guys to do, everybody's listening to this, I want you to tweet at Eddie Barstool.
Yes.
I want you to say whether or not you're pro-dibs because this pro-dibs. Is – and we'll even put up a poll or something.
And tell me if you're on team two shovel or you're on team scraper into work. Tell me which one is crazier, which one is more of a normal person move. Does that work?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
All right. That's good. At Barstool WSD. Tweet at him too. Barstool Chicago. Tweet at all of us. Let us know your answer. That's it. That's Monday. Starts of the week. We will catch you tomorrow.